I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week confirmed cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease in Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is a disease that infects and kills white-tailed deer. It's especially prevalent during periods of hot, dry weather. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR last week confirmed that tissue samples collected from one deer in Chippewa County, two deer in Jackson County, and one deer in Waukesha County have tested positive for the virus that causes epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD. The disease was detected after landowners reported otherwise healthy-looking but dead deer near ponds on their properties. The DNR is investigating similar reports in additional counties. The virus that causes EHD is spread between deer by midges, which are small flies. The virus does not infect humans, even if a person handles infected deer, eats venison from infected deer, or is bitten by infected midges. Until these recent cases, EHD had not been detected in the Badger State since 2021. Outbreaks in Wisconsin are typically short-lived, as the flies that transmit the disease die with the first hard frost. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.